BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to The Archer's Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Is that enough cabbages, do you reckon?
Yeah. Do you mind if we finish getting the outer leaves off here? I swept the storeroom last night. Don't want to get it too messy.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that freezer's been making a funny noise this morning. Might have to get Dad to look at it later.
Once Henry's let him leave the living room. He's practically forced Dad to watch The Grinch this morning.
Oh, Tom, you need your gloves. It's freezing.
Yeah, I could never do the cutting with the gloves on.
Right, come on then. Ideas, please.
What about deck the hall? You could take Henry and Jack, see what catches his eye, and buy it later.
Mm, not a bad idea. Poor Lily's been sending out email reminders.
Yeah, I saw. I think they're bracing themselves for a low turnout. Mm. I mean, deck the hall with no mulled wine, even. Guess there'll be no German beer, either. Shame.
Yeah, it's not great, especially after what happened at Halloween. I bet Lily can't wait to get back to uni.
Well, I might take Natasha if she's up for it.
Nice! Perhaps her super gift-giving powers will rub off on you.
What?
Mum's been getting compliments all week.
Oh, the eye stuff. Well, Natasha uses it herself.
Yeah, I heard. Apparently there's loads I missed while I was planning my trip to France last week.
Well, only dinner, really.
And the infamous demonstration. Makeup was a first gift. But
what?
Well, it could be a bit presumptuous, but Mum's quite chuffed with the attention. Clary's been asking about it.
Susan not join in?
What do you think?
She's still miffed about the kefir.
That's putting it mildly.
Hey, I've agreed to a couple more months on her salary before it goes back to what it was. What more could she expect?
It's the loss of the word manager in her job title that's the real thorn. You know that.
At least I don't have to be in the dairies often now.
Well, I still do.
And once the trees arrive, it's going to be all systems go.
When do they get here?
After New Year.
I think it was you getting excited about the agroforestry that pushed me to actually plan the trip to buy them on Belliards.
Really?
Mm. Well, I was going to do it, of course, but with Johnny being at college and not being able to come, I felt a bit...
Yeah. I know he's gutted too. Right, are we done?
All right, Gran.
Rosie!
Shh!
Why are you watching telly with the subtitles?
Pip's asleep. We don't want to wake her, do we, Rosie?
Well, why doesn't she just crash in a bed upstairs?
Ben, a mother has to snatch whatever rest she can when she can. And don't turn the volume up.
Jeez, chill out, Gran. She can sleep through anything these days. I'm surprised her face didn't land in her eggs this morning.
She hasn't slept for 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Toby's really busy, isn't he?
That's right. You been out with Bess?
For a walk, yeah. Anything to avoid Dad stomping around the barn doing his risk assessment.
Poor David. He's quite stressed about it.
Linda's already lost all her hay bales.
Has she?
Yeah, I bumped into her walking Monty when I was out with Bess. She followed me back.
Oh, dear.
Complained to Dad. He just listened and nodded.
Well, she can be a bit full on.
So he should be complaining to her then. Not spoiling our breakfast with his list of mad things that could go wrong.
That's not very generous.
Is Josh back yet?
Not since last night.
Anyway, what are we watching?
It's called Home Alone, I think. Pip had it on before she fell asleep.
She always wants to watch it. I mean, it's funny, but how many times can someone... Ow! Gran.
Rosie and I are enjoying it.
With the volume down?
Yes. She thinks it's funny. Don't you, darling? Although how a family can leave a child behind and go abroad is beyond me.
Don't worry about it, Gran.
But there are those two thieves trying to break into the house.
It's just a film. Anyway, they're American.
I suppose. Have you seen your mum on your travels?
Yeah, she's bedding up the cows while she practices her lines for the dreaded play.
Lucky cows.
Exactly. Don't worry, Rosie. We're safe inside, all snuggled up.
Yeah. Isn't this nice, Rosie? Cozy, in front of the fire with your mum and Uncle Ben.
Be nicer with the volume up, though, eh?
Ow!
Yeah, that ought to do it. Now I can get behind and take a look. If the gas is leaking, we might have to replace it sooner rather than later.
Oh, thanks, Dad. At least it saves us the cost of calling someone out to tell us we need a new freezer.
And look after the pennies.
Exactly. We've already lost the defrosted food. Even if it holds out until after New Year. There's already so much to do before Christmas and with the trip.
Oh, by the way, I think Henry wants to go to his class party as the Grinch now.
Oh, that's me and the car and everything covered in green face paint then.
Yeah, it's worth it if it makes him happy. So, this agent, he's based over there, is he?
Francis? No, he's based in Somerset, I think, but he spends a lot of time out there. It's really good to have him.
Oh, pass me the cloth, will you?
Yeah, he really knows the region.
Cheers.
And he's fluent in French, of course.
Good. So, he'll fly over with you, will he?
No, he's already there. But when I fly to Basel next week, someone will collect me from the airport, take me to the hotel, and then Francis will come and meet me and show me around the various points.
All right. Oh, pass me that spray bottle.
He's highlighted three worth visiting, but we may end up getting what I need from two, so the third's a backup.
All sounds great.
Right, it's finished. Can we finally watch something else? Gran? I don't believe it. Are you actually crying?
Ben! I'm glad the mother and the son were reunited in the end for Christmas.
That's great. Wait till I tell Josh.
Ben, can you keep it down?
Oi!
Gran, are you crying? Why?
Because the family were reunited at the end of the film.
Ben!
Oh, really, Gran? Oh, that's so sweet.
Would you two stop? I'm simply touched by the sentiment of it. Although I really don't believe anyone would forget a child like that. It's got me thinking about Christmas.
Oh, I know, it's a great film to start the season.
No, really. It's Rosie's first. It ought to be special.
Uh-oh, I sense a grand plan coming together.
Well, I was thinking we ought to have everyone over for lunch.
On Christmas Day?
Yes.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, Gran.
Well, it's not that many. There are six of us.
Seven, including Rosie.
Oh, yes. Shula, Alistair and Dan.
No, Uncle Alistair, I'm afraid, Gran.
Oh, of course. Stupid me.
Uncle Kenton and Jolene. Fallon and Harrison.
Oh, they probably have their own plans.
Auntie Elizabeth, Freddie and Lily?
Minus Freddie.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Elizabeth. And Shula. They'll need all the support they can get this Christmas.
Well, that's still a lot of people, though.
Hey, can I ask Rory? I mean, if it's a free-for-all.
If you like.
Oh, I doubt he'd come. This might be their last Christmas at the farmhouse.
She's like the Dark Angel of Doom. No Uncle Alistair, no Freddie, no Rory.
Well, it's all true.
Home farm. There's another reason to have our big family get-together. You never know where we'll all be next year.
I reckon you and me are going to be right here. Watching Home Alone. Pass the tissues. Ow! Why are all the women in this family violent?
Wait, are you sure, Gran? It's a lot of work.
No. I've been feeding you all my life. Pip, if you take Rosie for me, I might go and make a few phone calls.
Of course.
Well, it all looks okay back there, so I think it was probably just off kilter. It messes with the gas inside the coils.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Now, it's a pity Johnny can't go with you to France.
Me and Tom were saying the same. Really wish he was coming.
Oh, you'll be fine on your own, though.
Yeah.
I know I didn't immediately take to the idea of a French breed, and I know it's the beginning of a new venture, but with the boys and all your other work, you seem to have planned everything to a T. You've done a great job, Helen.
Dad, why don't you come with me?
Me?
Well, it's always good to have a second opinion.
Oh, no, love. I mean, it sounds fantastic, but with you away and Johnny at college, I can't leave your mum to pick up all the dairy supervision. And she'll have the kids, too.
It's a couple of days, Dad. And I'm sure if I had a word, Adam and Ian would help out, and Kirsty.
Oh, no, no, no. I think I'm still in the doghouse with your mum after last week. I don't want to push it.
Pity. It'd be great to have a few days away in France. A father-daughter excursion.
Oh, good. You heated the soup.
Shall I pour you some?
No, thanks. I'll help myself. Where's Rosie?
I sleep in the lounge. She dozed off in her chair after a feed.
So you were on the phone for ages then?
I was talking to Shula for a little while. Dan's decided to have Christmas lunch with Alistair.
Really?
So she was very happy to come along.
Oh, good. What?
Ben was just saying how much he likes helping you out in the kitchen.
Elizabeth took some convincing, though. Poor thing still sounds full of flu.
Well, she probably wants to be at home, if she can't have Freddie with her.
Well, that's that then.
But Lily was keen, which is good, so they're coming too. We could try and cheer them up.
Nice. I'll get Gran a spoon, then.
Julian, on the other hand, was thrilled to be invited. So it looks like we're hosting a family Christmas lunch.
Yay!
I'll speak to David and Ruth tonight. It'll have to be a bit later than usual, when Kenton and Jolene can get away from the ball for a bit.
What? Why are you looking at me?
Because you're my number one helper.
What about Pip?
Pip's got a baby to look after.
Exactly.
And Josh?
Josh. Good luck with that. That was delicious, Gran. Thanks. Now, I better go and see my child.
Gran, you do know I'm training Bess. And Rory's coming when he breaks up for Christmas, so we'll...
Ben, love, it's no secret that you are the best of three when it comes to helping in the kitchen.
But
and I've got to pass on my cooking skills to someone, haven't I?
All right. I'll be your helper.
Excellent. We'll make this the best Christmas lunch ever. After all, it's Rosie's first.
It's not impossible, Dad.
No, I'm not saying it is. It's just that it's a bit unfair to leave your mother and go on a jolly.
Oh, have you asked Mum? Well, she's upstairs with Jack. Just ask her.
What's got you so interested in whether or not I go to France?
It's nothing. I think Helen could do with some company. It's her first time abroad without the kids.
Says the globe-trotting Nuffield student.
Exactly. I don't have kids. It would mean a lot to Helen.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, you're making me feel bad now.
It's not about guilt, Dad. It's 2 days, that's all. Just ask Mum. Worst she can say is no.
There's so much going on at the moment. Honestly, you wouldn't believe it.
But deck the thingy.
The hall.
Whatever, opened on Saturday, right?
Yes, but...
And didn't you say the new manager was starting this morning?
Yes. Speaking of which, Ross, I'm so sorry, sweetheart, but I have to dash. I'll call you back in my lunch break. I promise. I'll be there Wednesday night anyway.
Fine.
That's why I love you so much. You understand.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Bye.
Lunchtime. Don't forget.
I bought you a lemon and ginger tea with a splash of honey.
Thanks. Lily, you didn't pay any invoices the last 2 weeks, is that right?
Invoices?
Yeah, it looks like there are several outstanding here.
Oh, to be honest, I didn't know they were there to be paid.
Well, I diarised them all, or Geraldine did. So that we don't fall behind, they usually ping up on the screen with a reminder.
Well, drink up. Glenn will be here in 15 minutes, and once you've shown him around, you can delegate whatever you want to him. Uncle Kenton said he's really good.
15 minutes? Listen, Lily, I haven't been able to shake this headache since last night. Would you please show him around?
Oh.
I really ought to deal with these invoices or be facing a barrage of phone calls chasing them.
Of course I will. Are you sure you don't want to come with me and at least meet him?
No, I'd rather get on here.
Okay. Or maybe I'll bring him in here and introduce you on the tour.
Good idea.
Oh, any specific instructions about what to show him?
Just show him everything. He'll be diving in at the deep end, so we may as well see everything we do here.
Christmas? Really?
Oh, don't, Lillian. Brian and I have discussed nothing else since last Thursday, when he got the first call.
Well, I'm sorry, Jenny, but I mean, that's only 3 weeks away. What do they expect you to do? Cancel Christmas and start packing up?
Well, basically, the agent said the buyers want a quick sale, and they have the money to make it happen. Well, it started well enough with an offer near the asking price.
Well, that's good.
Yes, but then we got another call this morning. Brian hit the roof, and that was it. Well, that's enough. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Can I use your fork? If you're not eating that carrot cake, I will.
Be my guest, darling. Don't wonder who these people are.
Lillian, stop it.
I'm sorry, Jenny. I'm sorry. I just can't help wondering.
Oh, go and wonder with your brother-in-law then and leave me to your carrot cake.
Yeah, point taken. Oh, and will you remind me to stop at a bookshop? Tony's going on a trip to France with Helen.
Tony going to France?
It's a trip to look at French cows for Helen's cheese. So I want to get him a guidebook or something.
Okay.
Is it nice?
It's delicious.
Well, look, give it here, then let me try. I mean, it is mine, after all.
Oh, no, sorry. You snooze, you lose, as they say in, somewhere that young people frequent.
Oh?
What?
But it's not like you, Jenny. You're not one to hog food all to yourself.
Ooh, watch me.
Lily, all right?
Rex, hi. What do we owe this pleasure?
Oh, taxi duties. Grandparents bringing two kids for the ice rink, to be specific.
Oh, good. At least someone's coming.
Oh, it's not that bad, is it? Well, can't expect much for a weekday afternoon when the schools haven't even broken up.
I suppose. But the rain doesn't help, and it's a pain that we can't have the mulled wine.
Still, the whole place looks really gorgeous. Who's that you're staring at?
Ah, that silver-haired miracle man is Glenn, our new manager.
Oh, great. So does that mean...
Yeah, I'll drive back up to Manchester on Wednesday evening.
Well, how's he doing?
So far, so good. The stallholders love him.
It's good to see you smiling.
Thanks. It's a load off, believe me.
And how's everything else going?
I keep thinking about Freddie.
Of course.
I put in a request to visit him, me and Mum.
He must really have missed you last week.
And me him. I can't believe I haven't been able to see him yet. It's our birthday next week.
Oh.
Yes. It's been a mission getting this far, or it feels like it anyway. But now we've got Glenn. Enough about me. How about you?
Oh, well, nothing much to report. Well, unless you want to hear about the ongoing shenanigans at the Canterbury Tales
premises.
Ah. Oh, seems to be taking over my life at the moment. Me and Lillian have been called in for a chat with the director. It's not funny. Linda's probably got more notes.
Oh, it's your first time, isn't it? Poor you.
It's a disaster. No, seriously, Lily, I thought it was going to be a laugh, but not so. It's getting really stressful.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Yeah, and then some of them just don't turn up for rehearsals if they don't feel like it.
What?
Yeah. And those who do bother to show...
Like you.
Exactly. End up reading in. I mean, last time I was paired with Roy in a tale neither of us are even meant to be in. And he's still monosyllabic most days because of him and Lexi.
Him and Lexi what?
Oh, they broke up.
Really?
Hmm.
Oh, I should call Phoebe.
Yeah, he's definitely cut up about it. Brings the whole rehearsal down.
Sounds like the Titanic is approaching an iceberg.
It does, doesn't it?
Who are you again?
Oh, well, loads of different characters. Randy Monk in The Sailor's Tale.
Oh.
Yeah, and in The Knight's Tale I play King Theseus.
Is that the story with the two imprisoned knights?
Yeah.
They're best mates and then they fall out over some girl?
Yeah.
Oh. Good luck with that, then.
You could have driven a little faster, Jenny. I dread to think what Linda will do to me.
Lillian, I'm not going to speed on wet roads in the dark for you or for Linda Snell.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine, don't worry. Got a lot on your mind.
Oh, I hate feeling like this. Brian gets to hit the roof and then has a hippy fit any time he likes, and I just have to hold it together for the sake of both of us.
Hissy fit.
What?
Hissy, not hippie.
No, it isn't. I'm
pretty sure... Oh, look, anyway, the point is, I understand that this can't be easy.
No, it isn't. Besides which, we need this sale.
And you really don't know anything about these buyers?
No. A representative came to the viewing on their behalf, and now they have an agent doing the negotiations. I think the name's Gill. That's all we have to go on.
Gill?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll
ask around, but I don't know anyone off the top of my head with the name of Gil.
No, no, neither do we. They're probably city types who've been helicoptered in to get a country residence. Anyway, this is as close as I can get you to the barn.
Well, thank you, darling. Of course, it had to be raining. Wish me luck. I'm 15 minutes late.
This is the second message I'm leaving for you, Linda. I'm sure you said 5 o'clock. The barn's still locked, haven't been able to get through to David, and you have the only other key. Please call me back.
Rex! Oh, Rex, can you believe this rain?
Oh, hi, Lillian. Oh. Linda did say 5 o'clock, didn't she?
Yeah, I thought I was late. Why aren't you inside?
Our esteemed director isn't here, and she's the one with the key.
And David?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine.
Well, look, shall I call him?
Oh. It's Linda. Says she's on her way. She's very sorry.
Oh. The director being late, that's all we need.
Well, I'm going to speak to her about leaving it unlocked. You can't be expected to wait in the rain.
It's times like this I miss the village hall. Might not be the National Theatre, but at least you can stand in the entrance out of the rain.
Oh.
Do you know, I think she may have done this on purpose. I've been in her bad books for some time now. I haven't attended all the rehearsals.
Oh, what, so I'm...
Yeah, an innocent caught in the crossfire. I'm sorry, darling. I just simply couldn't stand another rehearsal with her digging her heels in. Do you know, she wants Justin to wear a medallion.
Yeah, I heard.
So, how's it been going?
Oh, up and down. Or maybe just down and down.
Oh. Well, I heard she's put posters up round the village asking for props.
Yeah, I've even got one in my cab.
Oh, that's good of you. How's that particular prop coming along for the miller's tale?
Oh, the stunt bottom.
The stunt bottom, yeah. Clearly it is the most challenging to get hold of.
Well, to be honest, I have no idea how it's going. Fallon won't show anyone.
Well, I can only go by what I've heard from Susan, but she reckons Fallon's done herself proud. She'll be ready for the rehearsal on Friday.
Right.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I think I'll save judgment till I have to look at it in the cheeks and kiss it, you know.
Of course, yes. Oh, is that her?
Oh, thank God.
Indeed.
Mum? Mum?
Lily?
It's okay. You fell asleep at the desk.
What time is it?
Nearly 6:30.
What? Oh. How long was I asleep?
A couple of hours.
And Glenn?
It's fine. He left half an hour ago. He'll be back in the morning, so you can speak to him then.
You didn't bring him in here and I was asleep in the chair.
No. To be honest, the tour took almost the whole day.
I better get dinner on.
I've put one of Gran's casseroles in the oven. If you start getting the plates out, I'll join you in a sec. I just need to call Ross.
Oh, yeah, of course. He must be excited.
Yeah.
You need to start getting your things together. You don't want to be rushed last minute on Wednesday.
Did you get the invoices done? I can file these away before I come over for dinner.
Yeah, the urgent ones are dealt with. Perhaps just leave them where they are and I can pick up where I left off in the morning.
Sure.
Lily.
Hi.
So lunch is at 6:30 in the evening these days.
I'm sorry, Russ. Honestly, I've had...
A lot on, I know, so I keep hearing.
Sweetheart.
I'm waiting to hear if this is another call delaying your return.
No. No, the good news is, Glenn, the new manager, had his first day today.
And?
I'll be driving up to Manchester on Wednesday night as planned.
Really?
Yes.
Good. Great.
How was your day?
How do you think?
Well, I don't know.
Sorry, Lily. First time in a long time I've spent so much time alone.
But that's perfect for you to get started on your art, surely.
I'm not sure about Van Gogh, but forced isolation doesn't fill me with inspiration. Now listen to me. Sorry, Lily. It's this distance that's making me behave like a petulant toddler.
No, honestly, I get it. You just have to believe I want to be there too.
I do.
Good.
Listen, I've got pasta in the oven. Can You believe I'm actually making a pasta bake?
No.
Yes. And it'll be a rather crisp pasta bake if I don't rescue it now. So I'll speak to you in the morning.
Of course.
Love you.
Love you too.
I can't believe you've been back since Sunday and I haven't seen you.
Sorry. I've been saying the same to Lily. We've been trying to meet up, but everyone's so busy.
Hasn't she gone back to university yet?
Elizabeth's got the flu and they're a manager down, so Lily stayed on for a bit.
Oh, right. Anyway, we're closer than Lower Loxy, so that doesn't quite get you off the hook, young lady. Besides which, I'm your grandmother.
Granny, I know. That's why I called. Are you and Grandad coming to see the Christmas lights?
Oh, is that today?
5 o'clock. Come on, you know you want to.
Of course, darling, if it means I get to see you.
Jenny, you won't
Grandad?
Believe. Is that Phoebe?
Yes, and she wants us to go to see the Ambridge Christmas lights.
Oh, God.
Listen, I can't promise about Grandad, but I'll see you there, OK?
Excellent. 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Can you believe it? What? I've just got off the phone with the agent again.
Oh, what do they want now?
An answer. Apparently the buyers are getting impatient.
But they only put the offer in last Thursday.
I know. I mean, how the heck are we supposed to decant the entire house by Christmas?
Brian,
and where to? You haven't a clue where we're going from here. And Rory's home next week too. I mean, what's he supposed to do? Come straight home and pack up his room?
Yes, that's exactly what he has to do.
Oh, these people, whoever they are, have been completely unreasonable. We don't have to be pushed around by them. There's every chance we'll get another offer soon enough.
I disagree. There is no guarantee of another offer any time soon if we let this one go.
Jenny, there is no way we can get out of here by Christmas.
Well, agreed. That is unreasonable. Maybe New Year?
Well, that's barely a week more. Is that enough?
I wouldn't be suggesting it otherwise.
But we don't want to spend Christmas
packing. For heaven's sake, of course we don't want to sell the house. This isn't about want. We need the money. Now. That's why we're selling. And I'd rather the stress of packing in a hurry than the strain of a huge debt hanging over us while we wait for another buyer. You should be getting back to the agent before we lose out.
We don't even know who these people are.
Well, we don't have the luxury of choosing who lives in this house after us.
This house? Not our house. You've moved out already in your mind, haven't you?
I've got no choice. And it won't be our house for much longer if we accept this offer.
And Christmas?
That's simple. We'll just have to let the children know that we're not hosting it this year.
I'll call the agent back now. Ask them if they'll settle for New Year.
Roy, you can't just watch wall-to-wall DVDs all night.
Yeah, Dad. The Christmas lights are going on in an hour.
I'm meeting Helen and the kids now. Why don't you come along?
Come on, Dad. We can...
Lota, good where I am.
Thanks. That's really caring and full of Christmas spirit.
Phoebe.
Nope, I get it. I get that your precious Hitchcock collection is more valuable to you than your daughter.
Who'd only just got back from Oxford.
Where I've been working really hard to make you proud.
Oh. All the time, hoping...
Praying.
For that day when term ends and she can come home to her dad.
For Christmas.
That's the best you could come up with, is it?
Oh, Roy.
Dad!
Look, I'm not stopping you two going out and having a nice time, am I?
But who am I going to be with when Kirsty and Helen want to catch up?
Right, I'm getting my coat and then I need to leave. You can come with me, Phoebe. Leave your dad to his box sets.
You've barely spent any time with me. I know you're feeling sad.
I'm not.
You so are.
Well, that's no reason to ignore me.
I'm not.
If you're not working or at rehearsals, you're lounging around.
All right, I'll go.
You need something warm on.
Fine.
He'll be fine once he's out.
What if Lexi turns up?
Oh, I don't reckon she will.
Oh?
I was in the shop yesterday and Susan was quizzing her, I mean, really quizzing her, about how long she's staying and where she's staying and why.
Oh, Lexi.
Yeah, she really had a go. I think she might be sticking round just to torture Roy.
Only because she doesn't know about the surrogacy.
I don't think Susan's the only one either. Oh, listen, I'd better go. I said I'd meet Helen at 4:15, but I'll see you there, yeah?
Sure, thanks. See you in a bit.
Was Kirsty talking about Lexi?
Yes.
What did she say?
There. It's the last two houses.
Oh,
oh, it's so beautiful.
Henry loves it. He can barely run in all his layers.
I know, but I'm not taking any chances with the cold. Okay, maybe I have overdone it.
Oh, it's cute.
Oh, Henry. Dad, will you grab his glove? He's dropped it again.
Oh. Here you go. Hang on to it for now. I'm going to get him one of Kenton's light-up antlers.
Oh, thank you.
Grandad, quick! Before they run out.
Don't worry. There's plenty.
I'm so glad Mum agreed to Dad coming with me.
To France?
Yeah. I mean, truth is, it's so rare for them to go anywhere. I feel bad we can't take Mum too. And all the times I've been away, I've been... Well,
oh, it sounds great. Father-daughter, pre-Christmas jolly.
Yeah.
Mum, look at me!
Oh, Henry, they look great.
I should get a pair for when I'm on my bike. Oh, good, that's Phoebe and Roy. Oh, he's been so... Alan?
Yeah? Oh, ignore me. I'm just... It'll be the first time I'm away from Henry and Jack in a while. I mean, this time, by choice.
It's 2 days.
I know. I'm being ridiculous.
Of course it's going to feel a bit strange. But they'll be with your mum and I'll be here if she needs anything.
Thanks, Kirsty. Dad's so excited. I'm... relieved, to be honest, but all last week when I was planning the trip, talking to Francis, the agent, you know, I knew Johnny couldn't come with me and I just felt anxious, scared even. It's crazy.
Oh, Helen.
But now that Dad's coming, I can actually look forward to it.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
We've even talked about staying an extra day just to see the area, maybe pick up a few Christmas presents.
Watch, Henry, will you? I'm going to call Tom back.
Yeah, sure. Everything okay?
Oh, just a couple of missed calls.
Okay, we'll be inside getting some mince pies.
Okay.
Come on, Henry.
Okay, Mummy.
Right, let's get some mulled wine, shall we?
Ooh, sounds perfect. Roy, fancy coming in for some mince pies and mulled wine?
No, you're right. Might sit out here and look at the lights for a bit.
Okay, if you're sure.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, here, Dad. This should warm you up.
Oh, cheers.
You okay?
Yeah. Didn't fancy going in. Pub's probably heaving.
It is. I thought maybe you were worried about bumping into Lexi. Dad, I know you haven't wanted to talk about it, and I get why. You're really upset.
There's no point.
You're really sad.
Yup.
If you say there's no point talking about it, you must have tried everything.
I did.
Look, she's worried about her future, right? For her and her daughters. Maybe she needs something solid. Something concrete.
Look, I know you mean well, love.
No,
but...
listen. She must be feeling so uncertain about things right now, Dad. The surrogacy, being away from her kids, Brexit. I know it might sound stupid, but have you thought of getting married?
What?
Everyone's always asking her how long she's going to stay.
Yeah, I know, and I don't like it.
They're only doing it because they care about you. But don't you think a proposal is the one surefire way of letting Lexi know that you're in this for the long haul?
Phoebe! Roy!
Granny, you made it! I better go over before she comes here.
Please.
She is in the pub.
Lexi?
Mm-hmm. Think about it, Dad. See you later.
Yeah.
Granny!
Oh, are you warm enough in that?
Yeah.
Oh, it is so lovely to see you, finally.
Grandad didn't come then?
Oh, actually he did. He's over there, talking to Linda. Oh, hope it's not about the Canterbury Tales. This isn't the year for us to be involved in the Christmas production.
Isn't it?
There she is.
Oh, Grandad.
How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. What do you mean, Granny?
I was just saying, Brian, this might not be the year for your involvement in the Christmas production, despite Linda's efforts.
No, perhaps not.
You've sold the house, haven't you?
We've just accepted an offer. We have to be out by the new year.
Aren't you cold?
No.
Oh, did Phoebe have a word with you?
Yeah.
I know, bless her. Oh, she's desperate to fix things with you and Lexi.
Yeah, but I'm proposing to her, I mean...
Don't look at me. You know my history with weddings.
I actually thought about it for, like, 1 second. I'd know from the first look in her eyes whether she'd consider it or not.
Oh.
I really don't like people being mean to Lexi. I'm quizzing her about why she's still here.
Oh, Roy.
Oh, no. There she is.
Well, are you going to go over?
Nah, best not.
It's good that Hayley's invited Phoebe over for Christmas Day.
One down, several to go.
Yeah, and actually I spoke to Mum before we headed out, and she'll be having Christmas with Tony and Pat.
Lucky her.
Mm-hmm. And I'll make a few more calls when we get in. I think that Adam mentioned something about being with Ian at Grey Gables. I'm sure that Alice said that she and Chris will spend the morning at his parents. And so they could just stay on at Susan and Neil's. Susan will be overjoyed by that.
So that's you, me and Rory for Christmas.
And Kate.
Oh, great.
Pouting like a child is not going to help us through this, is it? Oh, we've got lots to do in a very short time. So cancelling Christmas is...
dramatic.
Well, it's perfect. We can all get cracking.
Don't think Kate will like the sound of that.
Well, she'll just have to be brave like the rest of us and help out.
I believe it when I see it. With the amount of stuff we have in that house, you'll run a mile.
We'll do whatever we can with the important things, and the rest can go into storage on the farm.
Take your coat off, Henry, please. Oh, it's lovely and warm in here.
Hi, love.
You okay, Dad? I wonder where you disappeared to.
Yes, there's been a bit of a panic here.
Everything okay?
Basically, Tom's just discovered his first delivery of trees is coming at the end of the week.
This week?
Yeah.
He said it would be after New Year.
Yes, I know. It's poor timing on his part. He said he'd arranged for December or January, but he hadn't nailed down the slot.
Typical Tom, racing ahead without concentrating on the details.
I know. It's done now. We'll have to be all hands to the pump to get them planted.
So I guess our extra day in France isn't really viable now?
Actually, Helen, I don't think I can go at all.
What?
Well, your mum will have the kids, and with Johnny at college and Tom busy with his trees, I need to be here to take care of the Anguses and probably give Tom a hand with the veg boxes too.
Right. Of course.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I just don't see any other way round it. But you'll go and make the most of it, won't you?
Sure. I'll be fine.
He seems to be handling the stall hold as well.
Hmm?
Glenn?
Oh, yeah, that's all fine. Although most of them are still moaning about the licence.
All right. The romantics?
Trying to catch up on my course reading.
Oh, Lily.
It's fine, really. I ordered some audiobooks too, so I can listen on the drive up to Manchester tonight.
Of course.
We have the ice sculptor starting today, remember? That's his pitch over there. People mooching at the stalls will get drawn in, hopefully.
Have you done your packing?
Yeah, I only came with one bag.
I've kept you here way too long, haven't I?
You didn't keep me, Mum. I chose to stay. And now we have Glenn.
Yes. Well, I don't...
Mum?
Yeah, go on.
If you can find some time, it would be good for you to have a chat with Glenn. He's only had me since he started on Monday, and my knowledge is limited, to say the least.
Nonsense. You've done a fabulous job.
Thanks. So, you will spend some time with him?
Yes.
This afternoon will be good. I'm meeting Phoebe.
Oh, she's back?
Since Sunday, and I still haven't seen her. She's present shopping in Borchester. I said I'd tag along for a couple of hours.
Oh, I see.
I desperately need to get Freddie's birthday present. I won't have time once I get back tonight.
No, I expect you won't. You wouldn't pick me something up, too?
Yeah, sure. What do you need?
I mean for Freddie. A gift and a card?
Sure.
Thanks. I'll give you some money when you're heading off. Say hi to Phoebe for me. Have a good time, darling. You deserve it.
A cappuccino, please, Steve. Cheers, mate. I've just got to make a call.
Harrison, hiya.
Hey, Jolene. Kenton about?
I was
was just out the back taking a delivery.
Oh, all right. I don't suppose you know if he found the Halloween stuff.
What Halloween stuff?
We're gathering whatever props and costume bits we can, and there's a devil in the friar's tail who needs to look devilish.
Right.
Kenton mentioned you might have some leftover bits from Halloween. I'm on a double shift now, but I could come over and grab them when I finish this afternoon.
Right, well, you haven't mentioned it to me, but why don't you pop in anyhow? He's off to the dentist this afternoon, but I can sort you out if you miss him.
Oh, grand. I'll see you later.
Oh, look, before you go, I'm thinking through Christmas Day plans. Are you and Fallon still okay to come and see us in the morning?
Of course.
Only, we've been invited to a late lunch at Brookfield.
Ooh, nice one.
Yeah, I know. Jill did say to mention it to you and Fallon if you fancy it.
Well, I think we're all right, to be honest. And we'll see you guys in the morning, and my folks are at my brother's for Christmas. So me and Fallon, we're planning on having a cosy time of it at home.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, right, I better make tracks.
Okay, see you later. And I'll dig out them Halloween things.
You're a star, Jolene. Right. I swear, with Fallon going full pelt on the costumes and me trying to get props, this play is taking over our lives.
Oh, I should have worn my Converse for shopping.
And save those heels for Ross. Do you know what you're getting him for Christmas?
Oh, don't. Why are men so difficult to shop for?
I don't know.
I mean, it's bad enough having to shop for Russ and Freddie for Christmas, but then I've got Freddie's birthday, and then Mum goes and asks me to get something from her too. Thanks.
Sorry.
I just wish I could take him a huge cake and candles, and he could have a minute where he forgets where he is and just... Oh, I don't even know what it's like for him.
Your family's really getting it from all sides right now.
Tell me about it. Anyway, I can't think like that. Too much to do. Right, come on. We only have an hour or so left before I have to get back.
Why are you heading back so late? If only your mum can handle things now, surely.
There's traffic. Plus, Mum hasn't been sleeping well lately. And she still hasn't got her taste back, so she forgets to eat unless I make sure. I thought I'd eat with her before I head off.
Come on, you sound way too serious for a fresher. Let's get back out there. I'm not stopping until you've bought yourself something lush.
There you go, Will. And here's your change.
Ah, cheers.
So, how are you and the kids getting on, eh?
Yeah, good. We're good.
And Jolene.
Oh, Harrison.
All right, mate.
Yeah, all right.
I'm hoping you can make me and a load of local amateur actors happy.
The box is back here. So, see what you reckon.
Union Jacks for Halloween.
Oh, there's a load of stuff in there from various theme nights. Kenton does the storing, so you can blame him.
Hardly. Beggars can't be choosers, as they say. Thanks for putting the posters up for Linda.
Oh, no problem. Although I haven't had any donations as yet.
No, it says on there to bring them to the Friday rehearsal.
Oh. Yeah, Poppy saw one of them posters in the shop. She's been on at me about donating some of her and George's stuff.
Great. Thank you, Poppy. So you're bringing them on Friday, then?
Yeah, of course. She won't let me forget. It's Martin. What's my pint, Jolene? Yeah. I'll just take this.
Of course, darling.
Martin!
Oh, poor fella.
I don't know how he does it. I mean, Poppy's so young. What are you supposed to say?
Wow. Just wish I knew. So, found anything you can use?
Ho, ho, ho. Watch this space, Jolene.
I'm really sorry, but we'll have something organised for tomorrow, I assure you.
Mum?
Thank you, Toffa. They look amazing. Oh, Lily, you're back.
What's happened?
Glenn, tell them it's stopped for today. And the light's gone anyway, so we'll sort something before tomorrow.
Mum?
Sadie over there kicked up a fuss because some of her goods got showered with ice sprays from Toffa Sculpting. Oh. I mean, they're too close. He should really be off somewhere in a bigger space.
Oh, sorry.
And Glenn should have spotted it. He really needs to find a solution to this or they'll be arguing forever.
But Toffa seems like a really relaxed kind of guy.
Yeah, he is. It's Sadie. To be fair, she's selling beautiful knitwear.
Oh. Shouldn't you be over there with Glenn talking to her?
I've just dealt with Toffa. Anyway, you said he's built up a rapport with them. Let's hope the conversation sparks some ideas.
Yes,
but we can't do anything while we have visitors here. And then later it'll be too dark. Oh, I don't know, really.
Well, we could shift Toffer's pitch.
I'm sorry, Lily. Will you just give me a moment? I need to clear my head.
Whoa, what's that, Will?
Martin Gibson, that's what.
Why, what's happened?
He's got it in for me.
Hey, take a swig of your pint. How bad can it be?
You know there's a Christmas tree festival in the church?
Yeah, sounds lovely.
Well, Gibson wants me to enter a tree for BL. Yeah, says I'm on the spot.
Enter a tree? You mean decorate it?
Yeah.
Right. But, darling, you're saying it like someone asked you to muck out the pig shed. It's only a Christmas tree.
Jolene, he wants me to go and get a tree and all the trimmings, in BL colours no less, and then decorate the damn thing. I do have a job to do.
I know, but think of Poppy's face. Knowing her dad's done one of the trees in St. Stephen's, she'll be so proud.
Yeah, except I'm not good at that kind of stuff, am I? That was all Nick's thing.
Yeah, it was. But if you want any pointers on how to do it, Poppy would be the first one to ask. She might even help.
I suppose.
Chin up, my darling. You'll be okay.
Thanks, Jolene.
Oh, don't mention it. Now, where's Harrison disappeared to? He said he was popping to the men's room to...
Oh! And da-da!
What's that meant to be?
The Fiend! In the Friar's Tale. So what do you think?
Yeah, I thought you said it's meant to be a devil, not a cheapo...
Vampire strippogram.
Vampire strippogram? Oh, charming.
Sorry, darling.
Guys, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel here. We're desperate. Linda's going to lose it if we don't get it together soon. Look, what if I lose the teeth?
Well, personally, I think you want to lose them glittery red horns. See you, Jolene.
Well...
Harrison. Oh, well, thanks for that, guys.
Oh, come on. At least Fallon's nearly finished your bottom.
Well, it's mine and Kirsty's, actually. We're sharing. It's a tight budget and all that.
Yeah?
Disaster averted, then.
Just about.
I spoke to Glenn before he left. He said he can get the plastic sheeting on his way home tonight and get it put up in the morning.
Oh, great.
Yes. Oh, he's fine when given specific instructions.
Mom.
That was a really good solution, Lily. I mean, once we've put the sheeting up between the stall and Topher's workspace, Sadie will have nothing to complain about.
Right. Well, well done, Glenn.
Hardly. It was your idea. I'm glad we have someone, but he's no Geraldine.
It is only his third day.
Yeah, but if you're taking on a management position, he should have been on his toes. Solutions at the ready. Anyway, I'm sorry dinner's been delayed. You must be itching to leave.
Actually, I've decided to stay.
Lily, well, no, you can't.
Well, just till the new term starts.
But you've got all that catching up to do.
Well, you know, now you're on the mend and Glenn's in place, I'll be able to get my head down.
And Russ?
He thinks it's fine.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and I've been waiting for a chance to tell you. Freddie's okayed our visit for his and my birthday next week.
Good.
I know. At least we can all be together for part of the day.
It'd be lovely to have you here a bit longer. Thank you. How about next week we go for a special dinner, you and me at Le Cerzereux's?
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
Well, you deserve it. Right, I'm going to go and start supper.
Oh, it's Phoebes. I'll join you in a sec.
Sure.
Hey, Phoebes.
Hey. Dad's just put the Bride of Frankenstein on, so I thought I'd give you a quick ring before you go.
I'm staying here.
What? How come?
I'd only be going back for a week and a bit before the Christmas break, so I think I'll start fresh in the new term.
You're sure?
Yeah. I think I knew it already, to be honest, but everyone's been going on about me getting back to uni.
Including Russ. I mean, he must be disappointed.
Well, yeah, but this way I can study here and keep an eye on everything for Mum whilst Glenn's getting the hang of things.
You haven't told Russ yet, have you?
No, I haven't had a chance.
Lily, he'll be waiting. You should tell him. Sooner rather than later.
I'm not looking forward to making that call.
It's not like you're home for a jolly. You think he'll be angry?
Probably, a little. But it really isn't his fault, Phoebs. I mean, I came for a weekend and it's been weeks now.
Still,
I've let him down twice already. I can't exactly blame the guy if he gets a bit miffed. But you're right. I'd better make that call.
Ooh, morning, all.
Morning.
Whoa, someone's had her wee tonics.
All right. Hey, Natasha's a morning person.
I've noticed.
It's porridge today.
Well, looks like the room's split again then. Them that porridge and them that don't.
Well, I'm on the coffee. Fancy some?
No, tea for me in the morning. Instant again.
Ah, afraid so.
Oh, hang on.
I've got to leave in a sec and it only takes a couple of minutes in the microwave. Oh. It's too hot though.
Oh no, I'll get it. Johnny, open a window.
Sorry, I think that's my fault. I was up late last night and I put some pop tarts in the toaster.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I can see some of the toppings got stuck on the inside.
Oh. Cereal for me then.
No, it's not funny. I'm sorry. Sorry, Hannah.
You're all right. No one died.
Oh, I think Mum's got a spare. I'll pick it up today and bring it back with me.
Oh, weren't you that did it?
No, you're right. It was me.
Well, might as well have a toaster for one morning, I'm sure.
Oh, look at the time. I'm so sorry to mess up the toaster and then make a run for it. I'm driving to Market Harborough today. I need to hit the road.
No probs. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. I'll see you later.
Yeah, call me when you're headed back.
Yeah, will do.
Oh, she's left her porridge again. Oh, well. Right, I'd better get in the shower.
Oh,
you okay?
I just fancied a bit of toast with my tea. Not much to ask, is it?
You want some of this?
You're all right. What grown-up eats Pop-Tarts, anyway?
When it comes to late-night snacks, I don't judge.
But have you seen Tom's cupboard? It's got instant porridge, instant noodles, stupid Pop-Tarts. It doesn't make sense. Ms. Healthy Fruit Juice from the tree to your table in 5 seconds, and she lives on kiddie food. What are you doing?
Taste test. It was a lot quicker than my porridge from scratch. Mmm. Oh, that's not bad, actually.
Oh, give me strength.
Lee, hi.
Helen. Fancy seeing you here. Sit down.
Oh, are you sure?
Of course, please.
Thanks. I'm just waiting for a phone call. Didn't want to be driving and miss it. Oh, yeah, that cake did look good. But I stuck with tea, I'm afraid.
You can help me out with this one.
Oh.
So you're visiting your Auntie Chris?
Yeah. Morning's the best time for me after dropping Henry at school. Anyway, how did the session here go? You seemed a little...
miserable.
Yeah, when you mentioned it last night at karate.
Basically, if you see me with cake, it's a good indication I've had a tough morning.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
It's okay. It's improving by the minute. Although this rather stroppy client has requested an extra session a week. Help.
Victim of your own success?
There is that. Come on, cake.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's good.
Quick. Have some more before your phone rings.
No, it's just an agent I'm speaking to about going to France.
Oh, yeah. Monty Python's.
Montbelliards. My fancy French cows.
So, it's all happening then.
Mm.
And you get to go to France too.
Yeah, I do.
Sounds exciting. And here's me thinking farmers are all just homebods who never get off their land.
Well, you'd be quite right ordinarily. And there are some lovely British breeds for cheese making, but... I need to break away from what we've done in the past. Try something new.
So you head to France, buy some cows. That's brilliant.
Mm.
Most of what I know about France comes from the Da Vinci Code.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I read that a while ago. But they have good food, right? Mm. So you'll be dining out at least.
Oh, I doubt it. Dad was supposed to be coming with me, but an issue on the farm means I'll be there by myself. So I don't think I'm the type to dine out on my own. I'll be the saddo, ordering room service at the hotel.
There's nothing sad about travelling alone. And it's not like all of France are empty of people when they know you're coming.
Point taken. I think it's the fact that it's further than I've ever been since I had Henry and Jack. I've never been very good at leaving them. That's no big deal, really. I mean, it's just a couple of days. I'll be fine. So, what are you up to today?
Oh, no. I need to leave, see another client.
Oh, of course.
But I'll be seeing you and Henry later at karate.
Yeah, he's looking forward to it.
Good man. Last class before Christmas, it's always a blast.
Hey, you.
Hi, I've just finished.
Oh, a long day then.
Yeah, oh, listen, if you don't mind, I might head straight home. I feel a bit tired. I could do with a shower and looking on my miserable flatmate.
Oh, really? I mean, no, if you're tired, of course, but... can rest at mine too.
I have this thing called a bed, if you remember.
I do, indeed. But I could do with some fresh clothes and putting this lot in the wash. Oh, and I hope no one bought a new toaster. I picked one up today at lunchtime.
Oh, Natasha, I said Mum's got a spare. I've put it aside.
Well, take it over tonight. But I'll bring this one with me, please. It's the least I could do. And it's got four slots, so more toast in one go.
You really didn't have to. Listen, if you get back to yours and have a tiny bit of energy left, maybe you could bag some more clothes and head back over to me. I mean, I'd happily come to you, but...
Yeah, I know Alex likes her space.
But honestly, if you're tired, then it's fine. I just hope you don't think, you know, things will be awkward at mine for you after this morning.
Oh, no, of course not. It's embarrassing, though, to bust a toaster in someone else's gaff. Yeah. I've been through two already at mine.
It's not embarrassing. Hannah and Johnny really like you and like having you around.
Oh, thanks for saying that, Tom.
No, I mean it.
I know. Oh, listen, I'll try my best to come over if I can. Only this time, I promise not to set the smoke alarm off.
Hey! Oh, Henry is having a ball in there.
Bryn likes taking these game sessions before the holidays. Call it a Christmas tradition.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I've just been over the shop, ran out of change.
Oh, right.
Right, so what do you get up to at Christmas then?
Well, working on a farm, there's never really a holiday. But as far as traditions go, well, we get together to decorate the tree on Christmas Eve. Something that's been very special since my brother died. So, yeah, it's important to us.
I didn't know. Sorry.
No, I mean, it matters to us, that's all. But not very exciting, I grant you.
No, really, that's great. You know, the whole family doing something festive together.
Mm. So, are you doing anything nice?
Well, to be honest, the first I'll see of my kids is probably the 27th.
You won't see them on Christmas Day?
No, my ex keeps chopping and changing the date, so as it currently stands, that's when it'll be.
I'm sorry, that's so unfair.
Well, it is what it is. Anyway, I better get back in there. Excuse me.
Hey, yeah.
Hiya.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I left the toaster at Mum's. Oh, I'll text Johnny. He's still there. Although, Natasha's bought us a super duper four slot mega toaster.
Well, she shouldn't have. I've scraped most of the sugary mess off the inside of this one. Should be fine now.
Well, we might be stuck with Natasha's. She felt really bad this morning. You know, I think maybe it is a bit much staying over so often for you and Johnny.
It's fine, Tom, really. Don't feel bad on my part. Where is she anyway?
Well, she's not coming tonight.
Look, if she's got any weird vibes off me, tell her to ignore them. I can get grumpy when the days start getting shorter.
Well, I'll tell her.
So it's all good. Except, have you seen this?
My cupboard space?
No, more like what's in it. Cereal bars, instant noodles, instant porridge, and instant anything, really.
I know, she's mad.
It's not exactly food for body or mind, is it? And I think it might be rubbing off on Johnny. He's on the verge of converting.
Actually, you might not have to put up with it much longer.
Oh?
I've been thinking about getting my own place.
Oh?
Yeah, maybe in the new year.
So it's not Natasha getting in our way, it's us getting in yours.
No, not at all. Anyway, if you get your house in Beechwood, you'll be moving out yourself.
True.
Either way, looks like we'll be rid of each other soon enough.
Looks that way.
Look, Mummy, I got a certificate.
I know, it's great. Now, buckle up so I can shut the door. It's freezing.
Okay.
Your book's there, darling. Look, see if you can keep yourself awake.
Helen?
Oh, miss us already. Henry is exhausted.
Okay, will you tell him a special thanks from me for the card?
You liked it then?
Well, it's the only one I got that's handmade. And Bruce Lee, that's martial arts gold.
Well, you can thank his Uncle Tom for that. Well, I...
Actually, before you go, you know this morning at the Laurels?
Yeah.
I really think you should make the most of that trip to France.
Oh, but I sounded like a
right. No, you didn't. I totally get why you might be a bit anxious about it, but you deserve it. You're a mum 365 days a year, Helen. Now, you're allowed a few days off now and then. Mm. When you get there, and you've done all your cow stuff, don't just order room service. Now, go out, sit in a cafe somewhere and people watch. Now, take a book, take time for yourself.
Thanks, Lee.
And my final bit of advice for 2018...
Go on.
If you feel a bit nervous, just breathe. Now, listen, so much of how we feel about things gets worse because we don't breathe properly. Look, I just want to show you how to...
Sure. You're a physio, after all.
Is this okay?
Yeah.
Good. Now, breathe out. Yeah, push against my hand. Empty all your breath out. Here, and then just give it a second before you fill up again. I know this sounds bonkers, but I use it with my clients. You'll be surprised how much just being aware of your own body, you know, breathing, can help relax you.
Wow.
It's too weird?
No, not at all.
Good. I just wanted to say that. Now, go and enjoy it. Have a very happy Christmas when you get back.
And to you.
See ya.
Bye.
Tom, I can't see it. It's not on the table.
I left it there this afternoon. It's wrapped in a bag. It's a toaster, mate.
I know it is. I'm telling you, it's not here.
Mum must have moved it. Hannah tried to clean this one, but I just tested it and it still smells burnt. Will you find Mum's and bring it with you?
I'll try, but it's not here.
Johnny, are you okay?
Hi, Helen. I'm just looking for... Oh, Tom, I've got it.
Oh, great. Thanks. Well, I better go.
You all ready for your trip, then?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to make sure I update you after each farm visit. We can Skype.
Excellent. You're not reading that, are you? Didn't you see the movie with Tom Hanks?
This? Well, I was thinking I might take it with me. Maybe have a read in a cafe somewhere when I've got 5 minutes.
Sad that, going all the way to France to read the Da Vinci Code.
I'm going to buy some cows, Johnny. Book's just a chance to relax, take some time for myself.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. It is good, isn't it?
So, this is how the audience will be accessing the barn for the performance.
Yes, via a lantern-lit pathway. Oh!
Because it isn't ideal on a dark evening, David, like most of the ruddy setup.
David, I know this has been somewhat of a challenge, but on the night, you will see how utterly captivating it will be for the audience to walk the pathway to the majestic barn where the actors await.
Oh, we'll need to get that moved. Can you write that down? Ben can do it tomorrow in daylight.
Oh, of course. Could you shine the torch so I can write it down?
All right, guys. Oh, Linda, could I have a word?
Not now, Harrison. I'll see you inside.
Oh.
David.
Someone will have to be on the path, of course, to make sure no one strays.
Well, that ought to be you and Ruth.
What?
Well, you're the hosts, literally. And, well, literally, you are the hosts of Brookfield, and you are the host, and Ruth is Chaucer.
Give me strength. Oh, no, that's got to stop. He can't do that there.
What, Jazza?
Yeah.
He's on a smoking break. Or a vaping break, I suppose.
Well, he can't make that the smoker's corner outside the barn.
Oh?
Which is made of wood.
Oh. Although vaping doesn't involve any actual flame.
No, but him being there, vaping or otherwise, signals to any audience and cast members that that's where you can go to get your nicotine fix. Oh. And that will be a safety hazard, won't it?
Yes.
And we have enough of those already, don't we?
Yes, but all sublimely mitigated by you, David.
Linda, this is no time for flattery.
Of course.
So, we have a list of final things to remove from the pathway, which I will ask Josh and Ben to do tomorrow. You and Neil will need to source these majestic lanterns
of yours. Well, it was actually the barn that I said would look majestic.
You definitely need to remind all audience members to dress warmly and wear sensible shoes.
Already on the posters, warm clothing and sensible shoes.
And the entire event and location is no smoking. I don't have the time or the energy to deal with that.
Oh, dear.
You've got to admit, it's been a bit of a shambles. Especially this week with Witsy's face drapping out. I mean, we're performing in a couple of weeks.
Richard Thwaite.
That's the man.
Haven't you heard? Nathan Booth's doing Thwaite's parts now.
You've got to be joshing. Nathan Silent Blacksmith Booth.
Go easy on him, he's saving the production.
Or ruining, have you heard the guy?
Well, so long as he's taking them roles, he's all right by me. Anyway, I might just have something to cheer everyone up.
Oh, aye.
Hey, Harrison, have you got it?
Yep, right here.
Well, is it any good?
Are you kidding? It's the tops of the bottoms, if you know what I mean.
Aye, is this the stunt bum for the Miller story?
It is indeed.
Look, he's a peak.
No way. It's a closed set while me and Harrison examine it. It's our bottom.
Ugh, sounds like an episode of Embarrassing Bodies.
The Kardashians more like, mate. Hey, listen, wait till you see
it. Hey, you might want to invite Rex into your wee clique, given he's the one that's going to kiss it.
Oh, no. Just as I feared, he's practically covered the place in hazard tape. All right, Roy?
Yeah, just worried about Lexi.
No, well, I understand your predicament, but this really isn't the time to
start. People are talking. Have you heard anything?
What?
Asking her when she's leaving, that sort of thing. Going on about it.
Oh, well, yes. In some speculation.
Well, I hope you put them right. It's none of their business, whoever they are.
Well, I haven't joined in, of course.
Well, they don't know the whole picture, you see.
Then don't listen to them, Roy. Now, are you off book yet?
Well, nearly.
Nearly isn't good enough. As we discussed, it's good for you to immerse yourself in Chaucer's England, to take your mind off the whole Lexi situation.
Now, I must grab Neil about the pathway outside. Excuse me. Neil? Neil? Can I have a word?
You could have waited till I was changed. There's not much space back here.
Yeah, calm down. I don't think I like all the grumpy faces, what with you, Linda and David.
Well, I was in here first, and I've already had to wait for Kirsty and Jazza.
Hey, I've got something to cheer you up.
Well, not the...
Oh, yeah.
You haven't?
Fallon finished it last night. She's done herself proud, oh, I promise you, Rex. When you see it, you'll want to kiss it.
Oh, blimey, Roy. I want to go and see if she's all right. Make it clear that no one's doing it to pick on her. They're doing it for me, see?
You're best off out of it, mate. But don't muddy the waters by trying to be friends.
You're probably right. So, how's it going with you and the kids?
All right, thanks.
Good.
Roy, when Phoebe was little, like really little, did she ever...
What?
Ah, I don't know. It's like some days she's fine and then the next...
What, who? Poppy?
Yeah, it's doing my head in. The other day she came home from school saying she had the best day. 10 minutes later she's bawling her eyes out and saying she hates it and she doesn't want to go back.
Sounds normal to me.
Really?
It's not going to be easy this first Christmas. But there's nothing you can do about it. Just... got to go with it and hope for the best.
David. Yeah, I suppose. David, Linda!
Oh, I wouldn't bother, mate. Not if she's with David.
Right. Well, would you give her these?
David, no, no. The whole point I've been making is that we want to create a rustic, medieval ambiance, not CSI Ambridge.
If we want everyone to enjoy the performance unscathed, then CSI Ambridge is exactly what we need.
Oh, that's a slight exaggeration, David.
No, because this is a barn, Linda. An actual working barn on an actual farm. It wasn't designed for an audience and stage. And by the way, it hasn't escaped my notice that you've increased the seating area.
What?
Which means the fire exit route for the audience, not to mention the performers, is now blocked.
But I don't...
So I'm going to measure the walkway for the exit route again and mark it out with this... disgustingly unmedieval tape. Oh. Robert, guys, if you're waiting around, you might want to give me a hand.
We've come to show you the stunt
bottom.
Oh, dear
Lord, is nothing going to go my way?
Is everything okay?
Emma and Ed have just cancelled for tonight's rehearsal. Again.
Oh, it's okay. One of us will read it.
Yes, but at some point, we need the actual performers turning up to play their parts. I'm sorry. Kirsty, Harrison, would you excuse me? I need to...
That's a woman on the edge.
Sorry to hear, pal. It's a bad situation.
Maybe Jolene was right. It is just a Christmas tree. At least Poppy's excited.
So what are you doing here, then? Glutton for punishment?
Well, I brought some props for the play. Kids' toys, mainly.
Surprised you bothered.
Well, that bad.
Well, let's just say that I was one of the first to arrive and I've been in costume waiting for rehearsals to start for about 25 minutes. The director's just walked out and new David seems to think it's all going to crash and burn anyway. So, you come to see it?
Well, my Christmas tree problems look like a walk in the park. Are you regretting you signed up?
Not yet, but I like living life on the edge. Plus, there's the unveiling of a new prop that we've all been waiting for. Right, I best get back inside.
Yeah, starting to rain again. I best get off myself.
Oh, Will. I didn't see you there.
Did I scare you?
No, no.
Well, I've left some props with Roy. Linda?
I'm sorry, Will. I just...
Feeling the pressure.
Well, you heard Jezza just now. It's all going to crash and burn.
Come on. I don't think he meant it like that.
But if my own cast are saying it... David's put so much work into making the barn a viable performance space, and now he's plastering it in hazard tape, and Ed and Emma have just cancelled for tonight. I don't know what to do.
Don't be too hard on Ed and Emma. This time of year, everyone needs a bit of extra for the kids and presents. You know, they're probably taking any extra work they can.
Yes. Yes, look at me. Getting emotional over a play when you and the children are coming up to your first Christmas without Nick.
I heard one of the characters is wearing Nick's scarf.
Oh, Will, I'm so sorry you had to hear it from someone else. Fallon said she'd find a way of telling you in case...
No, Fallon's the one who told me.
Oh, good.
I didn't tell the kids yet. Be a nice surprise when they come to see it.
Really, Will?
Yeah. Poppy wouldn't miss it for anything. Nick knitted that scarf herself.
Crocheted.
They'll be chuffed when they see it up there, won't they?
Yes. Yes, they will.
And so, our model today is Kirsty. Who is sporting our very own stunt butter.
That's incredible.
It's amazing. What did Fallon make it with?
A cast of Harrisons.
Not quite, Jazza. Go on, Kirsty.
Well, this actually started life as a pink padded bra. Ooh. I know.
A bra?
Yep. Must have been a double G cup or something.
Wow. So how does it work then?
Well, here, see, that the hooks and back are still attached so we can fasten it around our middle.
Oh, genius.
That's my wife.
Who'd donate a double G cup bra?
Oh,
Jazza.
Come on. I don't know anybody in the village would have an item like that to give away.
Yeah, and you'd know.
I would. I'd like to meet her and shake her hand. Harrison, can you ask Fallon?
Actually, it's from a charity shop.
Oh, I should have known it wouldn't be anybody who actually had such...
Linda!
But you're all in costume.
First time for everything, eh?
Rex, I thought you'd broken your sword at the last rehearsal.
Oh, no, that one's compliments of Will. It's an old toy, one of George's. We've got quite a few other items on the prop list added in today, too.
Including Alison and Nicholas's bottom. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Fallon's outdone herself.
Yep, have a swig of tea. You're soaked.
Oh, thank you.
Now, take a seat, Madam Director, and we can get back to rehearsals.
You mean you've been rehearsing?
Yep. Oh. And we're all off book.
Except Roy.
Jazza. Oh,
sorry, Linda.
Cue the lights.
Oh, you all look magnificent.
Linda.
Oh, here he comes, Angel of Doom.
It's sorted, Linda. You'll be pleased to hear. Oh. All emergency exits clear, and there's room for a few more audience at the back too.
Hey. Hey. Excellent. Thank you, David. Now, a moment to clear the stage and our heads, and then, given the magnificent derriere, let's start with the Miller's Tale. Right. Silence, please.
Oh, you have got to be kidding.
What is it, David?
The roof's leaking.
Thank you.
Well, hey, hello. So before you stop listening...
You can't start it with hey, hello. We're not in California. Okay, go Rohan.
All right. Hello, I'm Rohan Silver, and I'm an entrepreneur.
And I'm Kamal Ahmed, and I'm not. We are launching a new podcast. It is about entrepreneurs, and it's for everybody.
It's called The Disruptors, and it features the stories of founders, people who've started businesses, how they did what they did, and all the challenges and ups and downs they went through to get there.
Plenty of dark moments and plenty of inspirational stories told by the people who experienced them. Subscribe to The Disruptors on BBC Sounds.